I believe that God's love, you know, for us to understand God's love and to dwell in God's love and for us to enjoy God's love and to receive God's love and to be grounded in God's love. This is the end goal of our Christian life. Right? This is kind of what we're living for. You know, Paul doesn't pray. He doesn't pray this prayer. He doesn't pray that you may be grounded in God's love and you may be able to comprehend the love of God, the depth, the breadth, the length, the height, so that having been grounded and having comprehended the love of God, that you will be able to work and be a good witness and be a powerful worker for Jesus Christ. You know, Paul doesn't pray that. His prayer ends with this, that you would be grounded in God's love and that you would be able to comprehend the depth, the breadth, the height, the length of God, the love of God, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses all knowledge. The work is good and the work is necessary, but that, I believe, is a byproduct of us understanding and being grounded in the love of God. You know, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life." And John 10:10, Jesus says, "Hey, the thief comes only to kill, steal, and destroy, but I came that you may have life, and you might have it abundantly." Jesus didn't say, "Hey, God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, so that He can make workers out of the people that come to believe in Jesus." Jesus doesn't say, "The devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but I came that you may have life, and with that life, you might work really hard for the kingdom of God." Right? Jesus ends with, "I came that you will have eternal life. I came that you will have life abundantly." And how do you have life abundantly? Life comes from God. And to have an abundant life means to have an intimate relationship with God and to have the life that comes from the Father. Eric Lehman, who is one of Pastor Sam's close friends, and he's been here a few times to our church, he said this one thing, and it really always stuck with me. He said, "God is more interested in what He can do in us than what He can do through us." God is more interested in what He can do in us than what He can do through us, meaning God is more interested in transforming us and helping us to be grounded in God's love and helping us to comprehend the love of God, because that's what changes us, right? That's what transforms us. He's more interested in what He can do in us than what He could do through us. So He's more interested in the work that He can do in our lives than what kind of work are we going to do after we're transformed. I really believe that this is the end goal, right? God sent Jesus so that we might have life abundantly, so that we might comprehend the love of God, and that we might live in the love of God. The end goal is not so that we can become good workers, you know, so that we can become men and women that work hard. So I'm going to make it a goal in my life. I'm going to try to make it a goal in my life to be rooted and grounded in God's love and to comprehend the love of God, the breadth, the height, the length, the depth of the love of God. I believe if we make that a goal, other things will come, you know, as we understand. If we understand and if we comprehend the love of God, we will, everything else will follow. Mike Bickle, he is the founder of IHOP, right, International House of Prayer in the States. And he is probably from my understanding, he's one of the most disciplined, he's one of the most, like, hardworking Christian leader at this time. Like, he's hardcore. He's not into any nonsense. You know, he's efficient and he's effective. You know, Samantha, she was in IHOP, so she tells some stories of how Every minute of his day is in his planner, it is planned out in his schedule. So he's a disciplined, he's a hard worker. But he always says, lovers will always outwork workers. Right? Lovers will always outwork workers. And his point being, we need to focus on loving God, not working for him. But how do we become a lover of God? By understanding and by learning the love of God that he has for us. By understanding his passion for us, then we can truly love the Lord our God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, as we are filled with an understanding of his love for us. And lastly, to do that, to understand, to comprehend, to be rooted and grounded in God's love, we need to study the love of God. We need to pursue the love of God. We can't just sit here and be like, yeah, I want to learn the love of God and let it come. I mean, there is a measure of God's grace when we say, God, let your love shine and teach us your love. But we can also study the love of God, right? We can focus on studying the love of God, on reading about the love of God, on meditating on the love of God. Because, the love of God, we haven't even touched, you know, the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the love of God, right? Just if we truly could comprehend the depth, the height, the breadth, the length of the love of God, it would transform us. But we can't, you know, rather than sitting passively and thinking, yeah, let the love of God come. I want to learn the love of God. Great, sure, that will be great. We can make it a goal to pursue an understanding of the love of God, pray for God's understanding to come. And, I mean, that's why Jesus Christ came to die for. He came that we might have life abundantly. And abundant life would only come if we really, truly understood the love of God that he has for us. So just let's begin with this morning. Let's close our eyes and let's ask the Holy Spirit to come and reveal to us God's love for us this morning. Holy Spirit, I pray, just come and open our hearts, and may we understand and comprehend just a little more of your love. And I also pray, God, for us, that we would be rooted and grounded in your love, and that we would comprehend what is the height, the depth, the breadth, the length of your love, and that we would know the surpassing love of Christ. Let's sing this song. This might be a new song for some of you, but it's quite simple. Your love is deep. Your love is high. Your love is long. Your love is wide. Your love is deep. Your love is high. Your love is long. Your love is one more time, your love. Your love is deep. Your love is high. Your love is long. Your love is wide. Your love is deep. Your love is high. Your love is long. Your love is wide. Your love is deep. Longer than this.
separate us from your love. Nothing can separate us. Nothing can separate us from your love. Your love is deep. Your love is high. Your love is long. Your love is wide. Your love is deep. Your love is high. Your love is long. Your love is wide. Love is deep. Your love is high. Your love is long. Your love is wide.
Let's pray together for our group prayer focus. Let's pray for our YWAM team that's up on their outreach. Let's just pray for God's favor, God's protection over them. And let's pray for just the pastoral staff. Let's pray for Pastor Sam and his family, Pastor Sam Kim and his family, myself and Kenny. And also House Church is about to start. Let's pray for the House Church leaders. Let's pray for the leaders of this church, that they would be rooted and grounded in God's love, and that, you know, the leaders, that we would be able to comprehend what is the height, the depth, the breadth, the length of the love of Christ, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses all knowledge. So please pray for the leaders, that we would walk in the love of God. We would walk in, you know, grounded and rooted in God's love. So let's pray together, YWAM, and then the leaders of this church.
Yes.
God, we thank you. We love you, Lord. And we ask you one more time that you would bless just everyone that's here today in our church, God, that we would be grounded and rooted in your love, dear God, that you would open up our understanding and our comprehension, God, that we would know and understand, comprehend the depth, the height, the breadth, the length of your love for us, and that we would know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge. God, it's impossible for us to know. But I pray, God, Holy Spirit, that you would give us supernatural understanding and revelation, and I pray that it would come to us, that we would be transformed by this love that you give to us. So that's our prayer. We pray that for our leaders too, our pastors, God, Pastor Sam and his family, Pastor Sam Kim, his family, and Kenny, and all the house church leaders, God, that's our prayer, that they would be rooted and grounded in your love for them, that they would operate out of that place. And we also pray for our YWAM team that's traveling and ministering, that they would also be rooted and grounded in your love. They would operate out of that place. So come, Holy Spirit, and bless each person that is here, I pray. I just bless them. I bless them with your presence. I bless them with your love and your grace, your mercy, and your anointing. You know, should they witness to someone today, I pray, God, that they would be anointed. And with everything that they're doing, Lord, I pray that they know that your presence is with them, and that they feel the tangible presence of God and the tangible love of God upon their lives. So we worship you, we thank you, and help us to pray today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.